When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. So it begins, the knockdown dragout of Black Friday insanity. I hope you find some good deals, and I pray you employ a little common sense in the face of such marketing frenzy. And to help you keep your wits, I'd like to give you this country girl's take on a shopping at the mall, whether on this day or any other, actually. Well, let me begin by telling you that I grew up in the 70s. It wasn't pretty back then. Big, chunky shoes, gaudy patterns, and way too many gigantic stripes running all the wrong directions. Either the dresses were too tiny or they were tent-like. Now jump forward almost 5 decades and a visit to the mall is blinding. It's 1972 all over again. Gargantuan blooms and vivid hues and more horizontal stripes than the tiniest of figures can handle. They all scream from rack to rack like a bad dream that just keeps repeating itself. No matter the name on the store, the dress selections these days barely cover the derriere, or they go to the other extreme and play kissy with your ankles. And heaven forbid if you look for a mid-length. The mullet dress or the high-low in front or back seem to be the only alternative. What a mistake. Whoever designed these train wrecks didn't know how to conduct business up front or have a party in the back. Now, I tried one day when the crowds weren't quite so intense to find the least offensive options. I wriggled into a dozen or so dresses with absolutely zero success. If the cut even came close to workable, good old polyester ruined the possibilities. I tried on one little number that weighed more than my hefty Labrador. It was so decked out in layers. I left feeling discouraged, far from stylish, and basically mauled by yards and yards of ugly. The dress hunt equaled an abysmal failure. On to shoes. Again, an adventure of extremes, either flat or frighteningly steep. I'm past the point of heels that make my nose bleed. My back can't take it, my calves cry, and I've seen way too many young ladies who try to master them end up looking like tightrope walkers without a balancing pole. I like cute, but at my age, comfort looks cuter with every passing year. Now, maybe I'm just out of touch, but do customers really like this stuff, or is it just all that is offered? Shopper after shopper hauled their hideous, overpriced goods out of the doors, much to my dismay. And this country gal, on the other hand, well, I walked away, determined to appreciate even more what hung in the closet at home. Now, I'm far from hip. I don't consider myself a fashionista, but I do have the common sense to not spend hundreds of dollars on a dress that looks like Sonny and Cher's living room drapes. I won't always fit with the trends, and I probably seem a bit boring with my preferred monochromatic garments, but I'm okay with that. I suppose I should live and let live when it comes to fashion flair or failures, but I can't wait until this 70s throwback is thrown away and something a little more tasteful and elegant makes its debut. I'd even settle for recycling a different decade. If only the styles were more flattering and looked a whole lot less like clown suits. Have fun shopping at the mall, y'all. As for me, I'm past getting mauled at the moment. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.